What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today we're speaking with Vicki Boychum, and she is with the Heath Lions Club. And this coming Saturday is the 57th annual Easter Egg Hunt at Geller Park. Vicki, this has been a heartfelt celebration for a lot of years, and generations have come to expect this fun at Geller Park. Vicki, give us the insight. If somebody has never been to this Easter Egg celebration at Geller Park, it's sectioned off, and it's for everybody, every kid.
Well, first of all, we have ages 0 to 11, and we have a special needs section for children with disabilities. We suggest people get there somewhat a little bit early to find their parking space and their children's age group. We have many prizes in each area, prize eggs, free to the public, no registration needed. Children will need to bring their own basket or bag to collect their eggs. If they find an egg with a prize sticker on it, they need to bring it to the large shelter to claim their prize. And we've got baskets, stuffed animals, you name it, we got it.
Now, in 57 years, we've seen a lot of happy faces, too. Let's go back to get there early. And I would recommend probably like 11:30, you find your spot, everybody's comfortable, because one thing is for sure, it starts exactly at 12 noon.
Yes, that's for sure. And it's over in 15 minutes. I mean, the park is all cleared out in 15 minutes, but it's great. It's something we enjoy. It's a lot of work, but we enjoy doing it, and so we hope we can keep doing it for many more years.
Now, let's talk about the special needs area. I've been associated with your Easter egg hunt for a lot of years, and what I find is very rewarding watching those kids that have special needs share the same excitement as all the other ones in the other age groups.
We made that section back in 2019 for a little boy that I find near and dear to my heart. It's really nice because the little boy, no longer with us, but we made it in memory of Matthew. Children with autism or children who's got disabilities, braces or whatever, you know, they can come to that section.
So, Vicki, how many eggs go out into the fields? But there's a lot of preparation and a lot of community support with sponsors that make this possible.
Yes, there is. And I would like to, if I may, thank the businesses that helped us make this possible. First of all, I'd like to thank you and your staff, WCLT, T100, Coughlin Ford, Heath News, Larry Harrow Goodyear, Mills Insurance, John Eagle, Walmart, Target, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Texas Roadhouse, and Arby's. I would like to thank all of you on behalf of myself and the Lions.
And a bonus for the Heath Lions Club Easter Egg Hunt, everybody gets a bag of candy on top of it all.
We've got like 300 bags of candy already bagged up, ready to go. All we have to do is just be there. We're going to have the entrances where the restroom is over there at the parking lot. They'll be able to come in that side. That's where most of them come in, but they also come down that little path going to the large shelter. And so we'll have prize bags for each kid. Or for each child, and then that way they can come and get their treat bag.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.